Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
BashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. BashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
The fastest growing music app in the U.S. Why? Because we connect you to all of your favorite music and radio stations in one free app. And this fall, prepare to take control of how you listen to the radio.
Replay.
That song on your radio you just can't hear enough? Immediately replay and sing along again.
Save.
Save the music you love on the radio directly to your playlist.
Play.
Search for and play any song on demand.
Skip.
Unlimited skips.
Offline.
Take the music from your favorite stations offline. Introducing iHeartRadio Plus and iHeartRadio All Access. Your radio now on demand.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show. 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 It's the Benny Randall Show.
I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall Show. Yeah. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall Show. Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, and you can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com, or you can join my private community at BennyOnDemand.com. And I want to thank you for being here for another powerful show right here on Benny Randall Show. And we got an extraordinary guest. He's a music producer, rapper, and entrepreneur. His name is Gigolo Tony. He's known in the South for a lot of hot records that make you dance. One including Smurf Rock, more than a million views on YouTube. His first record was Parents of Roxanne in 1984. I can go on and on about this man, but we're going to let him speak it in his own words. Gigolo, thank you for being to the show.
Well, you're welcome, my brother. It's always a pleasure.
There it is. Before we get started, I want you guys to check out, for those that might not be aware of Gigolo Tony and some of his collection, you can take a listen right here.
Say yo, party people all over the world, homeboy, fly guys, and pretty girl. Let me take time out to introduce myself, because I'm the man who cuts a rhyme like no one else. See, I rock the house. You might think I'm from another galaxy, but for those of you who do not know, it's the Gigolo that's rocking this show. You see, I do fresh shows around the world, entering a hotel with pretty girls, walk on red carpets under my feet, and I lay my body down in executive suite, shuffle around everywhere that I go, and I'm always stretched out in a stretch limo because I'm cold as ice. And those are smooth, but wear leather in the summer and still be cool. You see my rattle so deaf that you can't resist. So if you need to bite something, bite this.
wow, I'm telling you, that's extraordinary. I used to love Smurf Rock. That was the jam there, right there. It was extraordinary. And he's getting ready to drop a new album for you right here, and it's amazing what he's going to be doing. So, but before we get to that, we want to go back where it all started. Gigolo, my
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. What's going on, my man?
I really appreciate you being here on the Benny Randall Show, live on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio worldwide. Tell my listeners a little bit about who Gigolo Tony is, the entrepreneur.
Well, Gigolo Tony, the entrepreneur, is a person who's been in the music business for over 30 years and been mostly on the artist side and trying to get a little bit more into the executive side, you know, like starting, you know, maybe my own company and even releasing a new album to start off.
Very, very powerful. So let's go back to when you started. Your first record was Parents. Roxanne, right? What was it? Parents
You're
of Roxanne,
right,
correct?
Parents. All
right.
Parents of Roxanne, right.
How did that come about? How did that record come about?
Well, it came about with, I know everybody probably remembers, some of the old schoolers remember the Roxanne craze that was happening like in early 80s, 83, 84. So with all the Roxanne, you know, Roxanne Shante, Roxanne the Man, so we actually did an answer, part of that during the Parents of Roxanne.
Very, very, very powerful. Now, the record that I know most people are familiar with is Smurf Rock. What did you watch the cartoon back then, or like how did Smurf Rock come about?
Smurf Rock came about, you know, I was kind of a fan of the Smurfs, and I actually had left Foresight, you know, when I did Smurf Rock, and I was in the studio about to, you know, go out on my own and do something, and I needed like a catchy hook, so that's when I came up with the Smurfs, you know, the hook with the la 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 la, and the rest is history.
Oh man, that was freaking awesome and whatnot. So, more than 30 years in the music business. Can you tell my listeners how the music business has changed from when you started to where we are now? Because nobody has cassettes no more. Nobody has CDs no more. Everything is a digital, just like this radio station right here. You know, we're broadcasting around the world to millions of people digitally. Tell my listeners how the music business has changed since you gotten in.
Well, you exactly hit the nail on the head, because it's more digital, it's more mainstream now with the internet, you know, and everything. There's no more vinyl, there's no more cassettes, you know, there's actually no more, you know, record companies now are almost elite because everything's online now. You know, so you can release an album online, you know, and its cost is down. It's half of the money where it took the studio time. You can basically do a album from your own room or your garage or whatever now.
But now, do you think that has helped the music business or hurt the music business?
I think it helped the music business for an artist standpoint. It hurt it for us, a company. You know, that's get the internet and the way the music business is now has given the artists more power, more leeway on what they do, and they're definitely making a lot more money than they were back in my days.
So in other words, the power has gone back to the artists now. Is that what I'm getting from you?
Correct. The artists got more control, more power, and now, you know, where you had to, you know, beg a record company or try to get a deal with a record company, you basically can create your own deal now and create your own money and make your more money. So it actually gives more power to the artist.
Now, what I've heard, Tony, is this, that although that has made it better, it also maybe have saturated the industry, because anybody can now make that record and you don't need a record label and you can go and become a YouTube star. I mean, we was listening to your record earlier, and you know, more than a million 1.5 million views on YouTube. And, you know, at one time, you could never get that many people in one place, you know, without having a major distribution deal. So what I'm hearing people say that because the market is so open, it's also watered down. Do you agree with that, or do you not agree with that? Tell me what your thoughts are.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. It is watered down, and the quality of rap is not like back in the old days, you know, far as, you know, music wise, lyric wise, you know. Mm-hmm. I know me and MCADE, you know, we were taught sometime, and we also, you know, would say that, you know, it's different from back in our days. Back in our days, you know, even the hip hop raps from New York, you know, you had lyricists. You know, these days it's like, you know, music and then whatever the crowd want to hear, they say it. Doesn't have to rhyme, you know, long as it sound good, long as, you know, they're familiar with the slang or whatever, it sells.
So I've heard a lot of people, you know, we're broadcasting live here in New York City. Brooklyn is one of our biggest listeners. What up, Brooklyn? Shout out to Brooklyn, Flatbush, and everybody out there. Is there a difference between Miami-based music, booty music, and hip-hop music? Or is it all one and the same? Because lately, there's been this dilemma about there's a difference about the music in the South.
Well, the only difference I think it is it's more of a dancing music, where hip hop from the North, I think, is more of a listening, you know. But if you listen to the sounds of the Northern hip hop, they're more musical, they're more bass, they're more instrumental, which is bass music, you know, just more bass and more danceable. So it's more music than lyrics, I think. And I think that's the only difference.
So now in today's market, you spoke of not needing a record label per se. Not needing a record label, and I guess the money going more directly to the artist. But what we found out also is that more people are not even downloading music more. Say they're streaming music. Now, what is your thoughts on that? Is that good for the industry or bad for the industry?
Like I said, I think it's good for the industry for us from the artist standpoint, because artists, you know, they don't really get paid anymore from more like royalties off the record. Their money comes from live shows. So the more that you stream, the more that you download, the more that the artist gets known, that's the more money he makes for concerts, appearances, and, you know, deals for his marketing and stuff. So I think it still helps the artist, you know, and the industry, because the artist is the industry. So all the way around it helps.
Okay. Now, let me ask you something. Not needing an artist, but there still are some artists who do have a label, whatever, and a lot of these labels now are trying to find creative ways to get more money doing these things, what we call 360 degree deals, you know, where they get a little bit off of everything that the artist does.
Correct.
Good or bad for the artist?
I think it's good for the artist, because if you're in bed with the record company, if they're giving you these kind of deals, then they're going to put more forth money for us promotion, and they're going to reach and touch some spaces that you can't touch, you know, outside of the internet. So if it's a 360 deal with you, they're going to have to play their part and put in, because they want to make money as well as you making money.
But looking at artists that have come, like, for instance, let's just throw his name out, Justin Bieber, who basically was on YouTube and got recognized in that way. And but he had built a substantial audience, you know, on his own before the record label even gotten there. Technically, did he really need the record label, or you still need I guess that money that a record label could give you up front, because as far as distribution goes, you said it earlier in this conversation, you know, more of that is in the artist's hands, looking at like people like Soulja Boy, who has incredible followings online, What is your thoughts about that?
I think that you can, you know, record company is always good in the end, because you can only make so much money doing it yourself. You can only go so far. So when you reach that point, then you need the record company to take you to the next level. You know, you can get to a certain level on your own, internet, doing stuff on your own. But once you reach that peak on your own to go to the next level, you need the record company or distribution from other sources to go to that next level.
Very, very powerful. I'm looking at your catalog here. Smurf Rock, Hokey Pokey, Put Your Weight Down, All I Need. What was your favorite record creating in the studio, and why?
I think the favorite record I ever done, I think it was Smurf Rock, because it was fun. You know, it was different, and you know, everybody was using the 808 bass kick, and I said, well, let me try something different. Let me try a keyboard bass with reverb, and that's how it came up with the bass from Smurf Rock. So it was different, and it was fun. So I think that's my favorite record, and it turned out to be my biggest seller.
I can believe that, man. Smurf Rock, people are still rocking that today. That's is absolutely incredible. And in case you're just joining us, we were speaking to producer, artist, and entrepreneur Gigolo Tony, and we'll be right back after this message.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
You've made iHeartRadio the fastest growing music app in the U.S. Why? Because we connect you to all of your favorite music and radio stations in one free app. And this fall, prepare to take control of how you listen to the radio.
Replay.
That song on your radio you just can't hear enough? Immediately replay and sing along again.
Save.
Save the music you love on the radio directly to your playlist.
Play.
Search for and play any song on demand.
Skip.
Unlimited skips.
Offline.
Take the music from your favorite stations offline. Introducing iHeartRadio Plus and iHeartRadio All Access. Your radio now on demand.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, and we got producer, artist, and entrepreneur Gigolo Tony in the house right here. And it is really going down for you entrepreneurs. And what we want to dive more into now is the business of music. There's a lot of artists coming up, Tony, that are just starting in the music business, and you have over 30 years in the music business. If I ask you three power moves that they can do in getting started in the music business, what would you tell them?
Number one, I would tell them to, whatever they're doing, believe in it. You know, believe in it. If somebody else tell you it's crazy, somebody tell you it's not going to work, believe in it. That's number one. Believe in yourself. Number two, if you can afford it, if you have the resources, if you have avenues to get it, try to finance it yourself. Try to start it yourself. So if you do need distribution or you need a deal and you walk into somebody, to a record company, or walk into a distribution company, you have laid the groundwork. So you can demand more, and, you know, you can just get a better deal instead of walking in there. They needing you, you know, walking out with the attitude that they need you, not you need them. And number three, all in. Go all in. Put forth your best effort. All you can do, whatever it takes. Don't take no for an answer.
Very, very powerful. What I get from that is basically your career, your destiny is in your hand. That's what I'm getting from what you're telling my listeners.
Correct.
Wow, that's incredible. So how is Gigolo Tony now operating today? And what are your plans as you move forward? Will you be helping new artists get started? I know you're going to bring out new music, what we'll talk about. Give us a little insight on where you are right now.
Right now, I'm you know, focused on, I've been shooting the video, and you know, I got out of focus a little bit, so now I got to get back in focus to finish this video and release this new song, which is a little different than what you're used to. It's a little different than Smurf Rock, Shake Your Pants. It's more of a message, you know, with these Black Lives Matter and, you know, crime, you know, black on crime, black on black crime. It's a deep message. You know, so I want to get that out, you know, whether it move or not, it's just a message that need to be heard.
Very proud. What is the name of that song, if you can tell us?
It's called Thug Anthem.
Thug Anthem. All right. So you say there's a message behind this one. This, and you don't care about sales in this one. This is about a message,
right,
that you want to deliver.
Get the message out. It's a strong message because it came from the heart. You know, it's you know, I really didn't have any intent on recording anymore. You know, I still do shows and stuff like that. So I was just, you know, content with doing that until this message that it came to me. And I feel that, you know, I had to get this message out.
What are your thoughts on the climate that we're in right now? You know, I don't want to get into politics, but just in general, the energy of the climate we're in right now. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that it's you know, it's always hot, you know, because, you know, music calms the savage beast. So we always want to hear, and we always need to hear music. New music, you know, is always there because there's always fresh ideas. There are new artists. You know, they say that it comes 360, you know, so it's always the same but different. So long as we find new ways for music, it's always, the temperature is always going to be hot for music, especially new music.
So what is your thoughts on some of the newer artists today? I mean, like, it seems like people are making records, but how could I say this? It seems like people are making, and artists are making records, but not like back in the days where the artist became the brand. It's more of the song becomes the brand, and you don't really know the artist's name, because I can name a couple of songs where I don't really know who the artist is. What do you think is happening?
I mean, like you touched on early, what you said was 100% correct. It's so saturated right now that, you know, quality is not, you know, quantity is, it's more quantity than quality, because it's just so much out there. And, you know, if you notice, the cream rises to the top, so you always get that one that kind of steps out from the rest of the crowd, rest of the record, you know, that's, you know, like a Jay-Z, you know, anything Jay-Z drop or whatever, because you know it's good quality. But everything else is just there, it's quantity. So, you know, it's not like back in the days where you know, you get one or two good releases a year. Now you have 10 releases a year. So it's more quantity than quality.
If you could change two things about the music business right now, what would they be?
If I could change two things, one, you know, I would like to give, you know, artists, you know, it's never 50-50. Well, now it's more closer to 50-50. But so back in the days where artists were, you know, taken advantage of, I would give artists more control, more leeway, and better deals than they get. And
What about keeping their masters?
Yeah, like, you know, owning their masters, you know, and, far as publishing, owning their publishing, you know, more of their publishing than giving it away, you know, because a lot of us get hungry for deals, and whatever they throw in front of them, you know, hey, we just happen to have the deal, we sign, and then at the end, when you realize it, you're crying that somebody took an advantage of you. So we need more understanding of the business aspect of the game than more of the music. So if I could change something, I would talk to and try to teach artists to become a business, the business aspect of the business first, as well as becoming an artist, understand the business.
Because I think what people have forgotten, Tony, is that it's not, they say it's 95% business and 5% show. Most people
correct.
Go wrong.
That's why they call it show business.
You know? Right, exactly. You know, most people go wrong because they get caught up in the show and they forget about the business until it's time to eat, or they got to pay a car note, or they, you know, they can no longer keep that that MTV Cribs house that they had. Do you think artists are smarter today, or do you think artists were smarter back in the days?
I think artists are smarter back in the days because...
Why do you say that?
Because if you know, back in the days, we had more of the Lukes, Luther Campbells, the Master P's, the Babies, you know. We had more of people going through the business aspect first before they went to the show. Now, these days, it's more show, you know, with the exception of people like Chance the Rapper, you know, it's more show than business right now. So back in the days, you know, that's when a lot of the record companies were started that is, you know, big. Now, so I would say back in the day that was more business than show.
And to piggyback off something you just said right there, you said Luke. Speaking of that, they just honored Luke on BET Awards recently. And Luke said he started hip-hop in the South. Is that true, or what are your thoughts?
No, that's far-fetched from the truth. Foresight Records, you know, started hip-hop in the South. They actually released the first hip-hop record, which was called Beast Box. You know, I was on a show last week, the Miss Deidre show, where we had a panel with myself and ADE and Renard with No Regard, which we talked on that subject, who was the first person or the company or whatever to, you know, hip-hop in the South, to start hip-hop in the South. And it actually was Benny Hines, owner of Foresight Records.
Oh, wow. So my understanding is one of Luke's biggest records was Throw That D. So you're saying that Billy Hines brought out records prior to that?
I mean, it speaks for itself. If you look at the record label, the Beef Box was released early 84. Throw the D didn't come out till 86.
Oh, so 2 years later.
Throw the D was, right, Luke's first record. Luke wasn't even probably the second or the third record company to release a hip-hop record or a bass record in Miami. But Foresight was definitely the first.
Oh, wow. That's deep. You heard it right here on Benny Randall's show. We only got a few million people listening, so, you know. But that's very deep, though, because I watched this and I was like, wow, that's incredible right there. And then then you just brought up his name, so it came into my head. Where did it go wrong? How did BET miss that?
Because they didn't do research. They went on the research of axing or going by what somebody tells them or said. If they would have did the research, they would have known that, okay, Foresight was the first record company to ever release a record, you know, in the South. So, you know, that wasn't even brought up on the show. It was, you know, no Foresight artist was on there, you know, or anything like that, you know. But it is what it is. We know, and it speaks for itself. History speaks for itself.
Wow, that's very, very powerful. You're listening to the Benny Randall Show. We're speaking to Gigolo Tony, the one and only. If there's another, he's a phony.
One and only, baby.
There it is. I mean, that's deep, though. I never knew that. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of feedback now from that, because I'm not sure if that show aired already, but that's pretty deep right there. So Billy Hines record label was located where?
Out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And you say the first record was called Beatbox?
Beefbox. Beefbox. Like, where's the beef?
Beefbox. Okay, Beefbox. So all my music lovers, I want you to Google that, right? Because I know y'all will Google it before this show is even over. So you heard it right here with Gigolo Tony dropping it. So going forward, what are your ideas? What are your dreams? And what are your goals?
My dreams is to become a millionaire and in the business again, and this time, you know, go further into the business of learning more of a business than just being an artist. And my goal is to help others in the business, anybody who I can help, you know, for as any knowledge you need or anything, you know, they can email me, you know, gigolotonyk@gmail.com. And, you know, you have any questions, you know, I'll be happy to give back, or they can contact me through the Benny Randall Show. So those are my goals, you know, going forward.
Very, very, very powerful, man. So let me ask you this now. You getting ready to drop a new album. What is the album called, and when is your tentative date?
It's called The Return, and it should be released, I would say, by the summer of 2018.
And then the first video, you said that's going to drop. I'm assuming it's going to drop online and everywhere. What is that called?
It's called Thug Anthem.
All right. Now, you spoke of the Black Lives Matter and things like that. So, and speaking of that, there's been a lot of controversy, you know, with the NFL and people silently protesting, and just because they want to speak out. Do you worry about backlash by you speaking out?
No, not at all, because I think the music business, you know, gives us more of an avenue to express and to protest than, you know, where the NFL is more controlled, you know, by so-called, you know, the
old money is what it's controlled by. You
know, right, the old money and the good old boys network. So I think we, as hip hop, we got more control than as the NFL platform. I think our platform gives us more control to speak out.
So you'll have no problem if you bring this record out and Trump tweet about you?
I would love it. It helped Luke, so it definitely would help me. It made Luke a billionaire. So Trump, be free to say whatever you want to say about this record.
So let me ask you about the resident, because I don't call him the president. I call him the resident. What are your thoughts on the resident? I know this is to the left, but what are your thoughts on this administration? It's only been a little more than 9 months, not even a full year. It feels like it's been like 20 years, but what are your thoughts?
I think it's a joke, you know. I think that he embarrasses America, you know, and publicly he's proven that he cannot run the country. You know, and the bottom line, I think he's a joke to the president.
Very, very, very powerful. Are you afraid of our future under his administration?
Not really, because I think it's going to be a short term. You know, so I don't think they're going to let him do much damage, because his own party now is realizing they're starting to turn against him. You know, so. Honestly, I don't think he's going to be in there too much longer.
Do you know something, me and my listeners, just a few million of us, do you know something we don't know?
No, I think it's just a feeling. It's just, you know, just watching and seeing what's going on. And as the dominoes fall and it takes place, you know, they're just waiting for the opportunity. You know, it's like he's walking on thin ice and they're just waiting for opportunity so they can get him out of there.
Very, very powerful. That's very, very powerful. I'm a pivot a little bit before we go back and wrap this up, but I'm a pivot a little bit. I watch a lot of your statuses online, quietly, right? And a lot of times I'm laughing my butt off how you talk about, you tend to talk about relationships a lot. I want to ask you, how have you been able to maintain a relationship being in the music business? And some of your thoughts about relationships are incredibly funny. Can you enlighten my listeners a little bit?
I think, I mean, me maintaining it in the business, I mean, it does, especially when you're in the business 100%, it does take up a lot of time, you know. And if you do have a mate, sometimes they may feel neglected, you know. But, you know, as now, even if I get back into that, I'm going to include, or anybody else who's in the business, you have to include them in the business. You know, when you're young, when I'm young, oh, I want to get on the road. You know, I want to have these girls and meet the girls. So you stay home and blah, 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 and I'm doing my thing. But as you get older and learn in the business, then behind every man, there's a good woman. Behind every woman, there's a man. So you have to include your mate, your partner, your wife, or whatever. You have to include them in what you're doing so they don't feel no type of way neglected or left out.
And so how have you dealt with that, knowing that, you know, when you're out there on that road, you know, I'm a speaker, so I get a different type of audience, but you still get that type of environment, you know, where people are a little, you know, fascinated with you and with all the groupies and things. What advice could you give to some of these young guys that are just getting on the road and, you know, they're getting hemmed up in situations that may not be as kosher for them?
Well, I'm going back to the TV show. I think it was Love with Martin Lawrence. What was that show? What Love Has to Do with It, but
Love and Hip Hop.
No, it was Martin Lawrence and what the guy named Bobby Brown was in that movie. Anyway, I forgot what the movie was, but Martin Lawrence's mother said. She said it all. She summed it up. She said, a night of passion could lead to a life of pain. So you young guys on the road, that night of passion could lead to a life of pain.
Now, you know, being on the in the business for almost 30 years, man, you know, a lot of people go through a lot of, but I've never really heard Gigolo Tony being, you know, locked up. I ain't never heard Gigolo Tony on the nightly news because he beat some girl up. How have you been able to sustain and keep yourself above water in such industry where there's tons of women that want the man and tons of men that want the women, et cetera, et cetera? There's money flowing. There's a lifestyle flowing. How have you been able to maintain yourself above water and stay out of that fray?
Because I, number one, it comes from a good, you know, a good upbringing, a good backing. You know, I was taught from a young age, you know, I was raised, you know, from my parents and taught a way to know how to act. You know, it's like, you know, back in our days when I was growing up, there wasn't, you know, no time out. The time out was that butt whooping. So, you know, I was brought up to know better and to make sound judgments and just to keep a level head, you know. And I think that, you know, and, you know, believe in God and whatever he said or whatever, you know, I felt, you know, was right, just went with that, you know. Just, you know, I didn't have to deter from that my upbringing, what I believed in. So, you know, it's just getting whatever you believe in it, and don't let nobody deter you from that. You know, don't be influenced by, you know, public or, you know, fans or whatever. Be you.
Very, very powerful, man. We're coming down to the last few minutes in this powerful interview. We're speaking to Gigolo Tony. He's a musician, artist and entrepreneur. Some of those biggest hits as Smurf Rock and Hokey Pokey. Where you are right now today, what are your plans beyond the music business?
Well, Oh, my plans, I know we always talk and we always, from time to time, we conversate. And, you know, and even today when we conversate earlier, you know, you said something, you know, you got to, whatever you believe, you got to go for it. What I really want to do, you know, I want my own talk show. You know, like you said, you see me post a lot of things about relationship that's online and stuff. So, you know, I want to kind of step out. You know, I was going to first do it on Facebook, and I was going to call it Truth Sermon, you know, where, you know, I get my little drink, I'm sitting down, and I discuss adult, you know, adult situation or adult problems or, you know, grown up relationship advice and discussions. And I was going to call it Truth Sermon, you know. So
is this a TV show or a radio show?
TV or radio, you know. I was gonna do it on Facebook live, just, you know, pick an evening every week in the evening, and start out on Facebook live, you know, from the man cave. In my man cave, I got me a drink, you know. This week might be brought to you by Hennessy. Next week it brought to you by Patron. You know, when you drink, the truth always come out. So I want to call it Truth Sermon and just go live and discuss stuff, you know, adult situations, like some of the stuff you see me posting on Facebook, you know, discuss that live and just talk about it.
That's very powerful. I mean, but if you need to connect, I know the CEO of Bashani Radio, which we're broadcasting on. So, you know, you might want to holler at me afterwards.
For sure.
It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. Now, your new album's going to be dropping in 2018. The new video. Tell us a little bit about early 2018. Okay, which is literally right around the corner. The time is moving so fast now. It's like you wake up, it's January. It is just that simple. What made you want to put a message rec out before you put a record out that make people dance? Because that's where you've really made your mark. What prompted this record to come first?
Because I was really touched by, you know, what's going on in society. With, you know, every week, you know, we had a killing, you know, innocent black man, innocent black woman being gunned down, you know, traffic stops. And it really touched me, you know, even, you know, close to me with Trayvon Martin and, you know, stuff like that. And it actually was a record that I had already previously started recording and did. And, you know, I was listening. I said, man, this is going on today, you know, because sometime as an artist, you know yourself that you're before your time. You might do this record this time, but it's before the time, you know. So that's how I kind of felt with this record. So it made me go back and revisit the record and want to put it out now.
Very, very powerful. I can't wait to come out that end. What is the if we can enlighten our audience just a little bit, is there a concept behind the video without you giving out too much, because I know you want to surprise the people, but can you give us a small synopsis of the video?
Well, the video is you know, it's shot like the song. Like I said, it's a lot to do with, you know, what's going on now about the killings and about, you know, girl. So it's, you know, it's a little, you know, gunplay, but it's a message. You know, we have a funeral scene, you know, and, you know, it's kind of eerie. You know, it's kind of like most people, you know, who've heard it or whatever, it kind of brings a tear to your eye. It's real touching. You know, it's a deep record, you know, so the video is also deep. You know, like I said, we have funeral home scenes, graveyard, you know, so it's a deep record. It's definitely going to touch the listeners and everybody else when they hear it and see the video.
Well, make sure you come back when you get ready to drop that so we could have that exclusive up here on Bashani Radio and Benny Randall Show. Just let a few million people check it out beforehand. You going to do that for us, brother?
For sure, brother. You know, anytime you call, I'm there.
There it is. Now, getting down to the last few questions here, when you started, you wasn't a father at that time. Now you're a father. How has becoming a father and being in the music business changed the way you think and changed the way you make records?
It really hasn't changed me as much, because, you know, my records were always kind of the clean side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did one album, The Ghetto Soldiers, which, you know, I went trending, you know, with the record, with the, you know, the cursing and all that. But my roots was always the clean, danceable records, you know, that can be played any time of day, anywhere, anytime.
Mm. Very, very powerful. If my listeners want to learn more about you or reach out to you, how can they do that, my friend?
They can reach out to me on Facebook, you know, Tony Gigolo, Tony Keller, Gigolo Tony fan page, or you can email me at gigolotonyk@gmail.com.
All right, that's Gigolo Tony and a K at gmail.com. Your final words, my friend. Your final words to all of those people who want to get into this business, who's been trying and getting lost in the crowd. How can they stand out? Because one thing I've noticed, you know, even in my own career, is that when I went with the crowd, you get lost. But the moment you turn the opposite way and do you. You stand out. How can those who are in the industry, who are just starting, everybody and their mom got a video on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram or whatever, how can they stand out as musicians in today's society?
You got to be, it's sort of like what you say, you got to go the opposite way. You got to be different, you know. They already have an Eminem. They already got a Jay-Z. They already got, you know, artists. So you don't want to sound like nobody else or be like somebody. You want to be different, you know. If somebody looks at you and say, oh, that don't work, that's not what's going on, that's what you want to pursue because that's different. They're used to what's going on right now, but you want to be different than what's going on right now.
Mm.
You know, you don't want to be the same. You don't want to sound the same. You don't want to look the same.
Yeah,
you want to be original and you want to be different.
That's exactly what I try to tell people. That's why they call me Benny Randle Jr., a.k.a. the motivator, the sexiest voice in America. But, you know, I'm just joking, people. All right. my final question, Gigolo. If you could change one thing in this world, what would it be?
If I could change one thing in this world, I would change the outlook that people have on the world. It's not enough love in the world. We don't look at the world and we don't see love. We see separation. We see destruction when we look at it. You know, we see Muslims. You know, we see black people. We see white people. So I think that's the biggest problem in the world. That's what's causing the conflict. That's what's causing the terrorism in the world. But as we see the world as how God wants us to see it, that all us, everybody is under the same umbrella of a child of God. We all are children of God. Black, white, Muslim, everybody is a child of God.
Mm. Very, very powerful. We want to thank Gigolo Tony for blessing us with his presence. I know he has to get out of here. He got a lot of things he's got to do. Probably get back in that studio, too. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Benny Randle Show. I'm your host, Benny Randle Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And if you didn't learn anything, here's what I gathered today. One, you got to be different. Do you? Don't allow other people to direct your direction. Whatever you're doing, do you. Because if you don't, then you will be doing what you think they want you to do. And that may not necessarily be the way to go. Number two, you have to grow when you come into this music business. As Gigolo Tony has shared with us today about his growth from when it started to now, the type of record he's planning to release, the first one off the back. There's got to be growth. If there is no growth, then you're dying, as they say. You got to be growing. When you wake up, you should be trying to accomplish and grow to a whole nother level. And there really is no competition. The only competition is yourself. You should try to be better than you were yesterday. And with that, this is Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, right here on The Benny Randall Show on Bashani Radio and heard worldwide on iHeartRadio.com. Until next week, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. We're going to take you out with a little gigolo. Thank you for being here, my friend.
You're welcome, my brother. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Good night.
Standing on the wall, tall, having a ball. Left call for alcohol. It's getting late, no time to wait. Debate, I need a date. All the ladies are looking straight. So I stepped to the girl at the end of the bar and said, do you know who I am? Her boyfriend said, we don't give a damn. Scram before you get slammed. I said, cool out, punk. Let the lady decide. Who you want, me or him? Cause my rap was strong and my money was long. So I knew that I would win. So come with me and fulfill your dream, girl. That's your best bet. Cause from limousine to Learjet, I'll keep it so.
It's the Benny Randall Show. 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 I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall Show.
Thank you for listening to another great episode of BashaniRadio.com. Make sure to like Bashani Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to us on YouTube. All of our social media connections are located on BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything.